This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Within the hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. This follows yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing, during which time Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that the Supreme Court nominee sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh fiercely denied the accusations. The search for a missing boy coming to a tragic end in North Carolina.
Our community's heartbroken. Our searchers, our investigators. This is not the end that we had hoped for.
That's the police chief in Gastonia, North Carolina, after a body believed to be that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich is found in a creek near the park where he disappeared while playing with his father last week. Maddox was nonverbal, autistic, and got lost after running ahead of his dad. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A powerful earthquake striking Indonesia and prompting tsunami warnings. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The quake struck around 6 p.m. local time, and according to duty seismologist Zachary Reeves at the USGS, it was a major quake.
It's a 7.5. We have it at about 13 kilometers depth. It is 50 miles from the capital of Indonesia, roughly, and it's a pretty big earthquake.
Search, rescue crews, and emergency workers are in the area now looking for those in need.
Bill Cosby's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame defaced again. Pictures online show the star with the words serial rapist and hashtag Me Too scrawled on it in what appears to be permanent marker. Cosby started serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in a Pennsylvania prison this week for sexual assault. The CDC urging folks to get flu shots, saying 80,000 Americans died of the flu last season. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Passengers aboard a Papua New Guinea flight have quite a story to tell. The plane landing in a lagoon early today. There were 47 people aboard the flight that landed short of an airport runway. Crews quickly helped them to safety. There were no serious injuries or fatalities reported. Murphy Brown is back. The iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist has been given a reboot and premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast. Now, a running gag on the original sitcom was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary. It was someone new just about every week. Last night, her secretary was none other than... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you're right if you guessed Hillary Clinton. It looks like it will be another windy and dry day in western Wyoming where a massive wildfire is still raging. The Roosevelt Fire scorching over 50,000 acres south of Jackson and about 35% contained. And Tiger Woods is hoping Sunday's win carries over into the Ryder Cup. He and Team USA opening the tourney against Europe this morning in Paris, France. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
When we roll and why we roll, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Michael Caputo joins us. Michael is the former Trump campaign's communication advisor. Michael, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks for inviting me.
Hey, well, let's talk about yesterday and all the fireworks. So many moving parts. It's almost like you have to take a look at them piecemeal because you have theoretically advise and consent. It became search and destroy. You've got he said, she said, which is what we said going into this, the way it would turn out to be. You've got Democrats, to me, accused and rightfully so by Lindsey Graham, declaring that this was a full-blown orchestration and nothing like certainly he's ever experienced in his political career with the vitriol that was taking place. He had respect enough for President Obama's nominees, Kagan and Sotomayor, that he would never have put them through this kind of gauntlet. But the Democrats are totally unhinged because, really, at the core of all this, Michael, is Roe v. Wade, is it not?
It really is. This is all about abortion on demand, about late-term abortions, about being able to have an abortion in any state of the union. The Democrats believe that the Kennedy seat, which was, you know, called oftentimes the swing vote, Justice mm-hmm. Kennedy, now that he has decided to retire, they wanted someone in there to their liking who they could rely upon as a swing vote. Remember, when Kennedy was nominated, he wasn't nominated as a swing vote. He turned
exactly.
out to be less right. conservative than people had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
But by bringing in Kavanaugh, ostensibly, the same kind of justice that Kennedy was expected to be, they saw that they were losing control of that swing vote or losing hope that there would be a swing vote. And so they decided to bork him
yeah.
and bork him like no one has been ever borked before.
Yeah, this was incredible. And if we go back and recall Kennedy, unanimous, 97, there was no opposition to Anthony Kennedy. And, of course, we've seen as the years go by, you know, it has tightened up to the point with Neil Gorsuch. It was 45 dissenting, 55 approving his appointment to the Supreme Court. And this will be by the hair on his chinny chin chin, no doubt.
No doubt. And I think we learned a lot of lessons as Republicans here. First of all, there is no length that the leftist Democrats will not go to in order to achieve victory. You saw that in Lindsey Graham. Hey, look, I love Lindsey Graham. I always have. He's a gentleman. He's funny, engaging. Something happened to him in these recent weeks. It's almost like he's been set free. He really delivered just a blasting blow to the Democrats yesterday. And you know what's really coming out today? I have a lot of friends in Washington. I don't live there. I live in Western New York in the countryside, and thank goodness for that. But I'm talking to, you know, I'm on the phone every morning with friends in Washington trying to figure out what's next in the midterm elections.
It's like Washington, Michael, it's like Washington's a foreign country, isn't it? I mean, psychologically speaking, I mean, it's an entity unto itself. But go ahead. You were saying, I'm sorry.
I think Feinstein's in trouble. She'll be reelected because she's out there in California, Stan.
Yeah, she's way ahead.
She is really in trouble with her colleagues.
Right.
It's clear that the leak of Dr. Ford's letter came from her office. She was caught in a trap on that yesterday on the stand. Lindsey Graham pretty much lit her up as well as other senators. And here's the thing. You know, Chairman Grassley has been a great chairman of the Judiciary Committee for a long time. He has, for many years, even before he was chairman, gained a record of protecting whistleblowers,
yes,
keeping anonymous names anonymous in order to hold people in power accountable. And Senator Feinstein and he have had a good working relationship for a long, long time. She blew that up claiming that she didn't trust him with the anonymity of Dr. Ford. And on a go-forward basis, you know, the Judiciary Committee had some something to do with this Russia delusion investigation, and we knew that they were actually working together closely. My attorneys have been talking to them because I'm in the jackpot on that.
Mm-hmm.
They have been working hand in hand, and probably the most judicious examination of the lack of evidence in the Russia collusion delusion, she's blown that up too. That committee is now fractured forever.
Yeah, it's, you know, if they don't come out of this and retool and get decorum back in this committee, and along with that, they need to censure, Michael, Dianne Feinstein, Hirono. They need to also, Kamala Harris, and certainly Cory Booker. At least those four need to be censured for their incivility and their behavior and conduct during this. I mean, they have all been part and parcel. I mean, you talk about blowing things up. I mean, it was like they all came in from different directions with different Molotov cocktails just to light this thing up.
And completely coordinated.
Yeah.
You saw Lindsey Graham yesterday when he asked Judge Kavanaugh, when you sat 3 weeks ago with Senator Feinstein's office and others, and you were examined in a hearing, a private hearing, all the personal allegations against you, they never brought up this allegation from Dr. Ford. Did you know at the same time they were hooking Dr. Ford up with this Democrat activist law firm?
Exactly. Yeah, the timing.
I mean, they were conspiring against them while they were interviewing.
Yeah, the TikTok was quite revealing yesterday, you know, to find out this was going on. I mean, this was so underhanded and obvious. And this is why they're in shambles right now, and they're scampering for their very political lives, as they should. Now, they're going to count on, as we open this up, they're going to count on the animus and fervor of Roe v. Wade to kind of, you know, the ends justify the means, you know. And
it's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the truth. And you don't have to look any further than CNN to see that. For I'm on most nights on CNN. And two nights in a row, I had left-wing commentators, paid CNN political commentators, personally attack me because I disagree with them. This the left doesn't want this to end. They want to spread it.
Yes.
They want to widen this, you know, guilty until you're proven innocent stuff.
Right.
And they're throwing accusations out there. Two nights ago, I was called a racist and a rapist by a CNN commentator. And last night, I had another commentator in a panel on Chris Cuomo try and draw me into a similar accusation. I kind of lost it two nights ago and came back at Kirsten Powers to tell her where she could stick it. But last night, I wasn't having any of it. Listen, we got a problem here. These accusations are coming down on everyone.
Exactly.
If you disagree with the left, they're going to accuse you of being part of the problem they're trying to address. You can't hold opposing opinions anymore.
Not
if you aren't
yep.
agreeing with them.
Exactly. More from Michael Caputo right after the break. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
On the waters, who speaks to the sea?
Not only to millennials, but to conservatives alike. If conservatives did not see Michael Caputo yesterday, that the left is serious, to death do us part. The spirit of invalidation that we've talked about many times on this show was on full display. You either go along to get along. If not, you're kicked out of the parade.
It's true. And I, I know a lot of the Democrats listen to your show as well as Republicans, and they need to know that the Democratic Party is absolutely a part of this. They've decided, I don't know, I guess when they picked Hillary or when America rejected Hillary, that the only way back to power was to conspire and to ruin lives, especially people who support Donald Trump. Now, Judge Kavanaugh is not a Trump supporter. I mean, he doesn't oppose him. He's a justice, right? He's a judge. Mm-hmm. But he comes from the establishment wing, right?
Right.
He's a Bush Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, Donald Trump wanted Amy Coney Barrett, a far more conservative kind of culture warrior. And the establishment people around Donald Trump said, you can't do that. This is a Kennedy seat. They're going to just tear her apart if you put her up here. If you put up Kavanaugh, it's going to be a layup. And then we'll put up Coney Barrett Ruth Bader Ginsburg decides to retire. And what do we get? Absolute war.
Right.
Absolute. There is no more, you know, 55, 60, 70 vote margins on a Supreme Court justice that a Republican appoints. It's war every single time. And they're going to destroy every person, especially if he's a white male. But it didn't, you know, Clarence Thomas wasn't white, right?
No,
every male who was appointed to the Supreme Court by a Republican will be ripped to shreds. And his family's lives will be threatened. And his daughters will be frightened so much that they can't even attend the hearing. That's the war we're in. And let me tell you something. If the House goes Democrat, this is our every single day. If you don't like what's going on in Washington during the Kavanaugh hearings, one way or another, every single day is going to be like this.
Exactly.
If the House goes Democrat.
Yeah, it'll be one impeachment hearing after another. Michael, you know, again, this is all brought to the people by the left and the whole machinations of the left, including the mainstream media, that lied to the people. They repeatedly lied to the people by giving them false information about Donald Trump. You know, polling evidence, all this thing was such a setup. And so what they have done, and the people who believed him and were absolutely shocked that Donald Trump got elected president, is they've got to, in their words, save the country. You know, the extremists on the left are doing, you know, basically what we've got here is a coup that has taken place. The very thing that Hillary Clinton, if you remember during the debates, had said, you know, what are we, a banana republic? You're just going to, you know, you're going to jail your political adversaries. You're going to, you know, take over the government and just make your own. The very thing that she warned that Donald Trump was going to do is the very thing she and the Democrats are doing. I don't understand why people are not seeing this, and along with it is the complicity of the mainstream media.
That's no doubt. Remember when Hillary Clinton said, Donald Trump refused to say he would respect the results of the election. Right?
Yes, right.
But look how it is now. He absolutely doesn't think that she thinks she should have won, and she was unfairly excluded. I mean, they're screaming about Russian collusion. They haven't proved a whit of it. But where are we living today? We live in Russia.
Yes.
I mean, the Department of Justice was spying on Americans, Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, with the cooperation of the United Kingdom and Australia and others, trying to spy on the opposite party's candidate for president of the United States.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
In Russia.
Yeah. And by the way, that dossier paid for by the Hillary campaign. That set all this stuff into motion. And on top of it, if we can really get to the brass tacks of this, Michael, this goes right straight into the Oval Office. This brings the president, the former president, Barack Obama, into complicity, does it not?
It absolutely does. You saw some of the text saying that the president wants to know everything we're doing, the text between Strzok and Page at the FBI, both of whom are no longer with the agency. One of them was actually fired. You know, this could never have gone on without President Obama's knowledge and probably his direction. You saw the email that the former national security advisor sent on inauguration day.
Yes.
President Obama, send it to herself. President Obama has said this all has to be on the up and up. This is all about saving Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Forget about saving the Department of Justice main justice appointees who were conspiring against the Republican candidate for president. Forget about saving Hillary Clinton, who is the State Department, you know, Secretary of State, mm-hmm. and conspiring, paying Russians for information about her opponent. This mm-hmm. is about saving the former president of the United States, who was directing this absolute spy operation mm-hmm. on me, on my friends who work for the president, and the president himself. Let me tell you something. Here's what it's all about. You and I have spoken about this before. Mm-hmm. This is about destroying Donald Trump. This is about destroying his family. This is about destroying his businesses. This is about destroying all of his friends and supporters, where I guess I fall. Because mm-hmm. in 15 years, when another billionaire says to his wife, honey, our country's broken and only I can fix it, his wife's going to say, are you crazy?
Right.
You see what they did to Trump, his yeah. family, his businesses, his friends?
No doubt.
I'm not going to let you do this.
No doubt. This is heavy-handed politics, bare knuckle, you know, no holes barred. That's what's going on. I thought it was quite rich yesterday. Richard Blumenthal, of all people, referred to, and I'm sure you're familiar with this, is he said it in Latin. Try to say it in Latin. It was a rough Latin paraphrase. Falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, which is false in one thing, false in everything. Your reference to Susan Rice in the cover-up memo that she sent, you know, just to kind of cover up everything, you know, as you said, everything had to be up and up. It had to be fully transparent. This was part of the meeting, supposedly, that took place. And, you know, Susan Rice is the one that we know went to on 5 Sunday TV shows to lie about Benghazi. And how she has credibility and how the media continues to put her on, I think she needs to be, she's self-invalidated. I can't hear her anymore, any more than I can hear Richard Blumenthal, the senator. I mean, and he's the one that uses the false in one thing, false in everything proverb. And I'm going, oh my goodness. I mean, you gotta be kidding me. Of all people who lied about his military service, and then he goes to the judge and says, oh, well, do you know about this? You know, false and everything. You know, it's like,
they're so tone deaf. They don't own any mirrors.
And yeah, I think
those
right.
who do own mirrors, their reflections don't appear when they stand in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are, and look, I got to say it again to the Democrats and independents who are listening to this show, because I know you have a broad audience.
Yes.
If you didn't like what happened yesterday in these hearings, what happened to Dr. Ford, what happened to Judge Kavanaugh, that was all orchestrated by Senator Feinstein, all the left-wing protesters who were, by the way, going to be in the hearing when the vote on Kavanaugh is, screaming at the top of their lungs like hyenas.
Yes.
If you don't like the way your government is working right now, understand that what you saw on television yesterday is going to happen every single day if the Democrats take over the House of Representatives. If they don't vote for Republican incumbent congressmen, this is going to be every day. This is
right.
America from now on. Do you like it? Get used to it.
Yeah, we are unhinged here. We've abandoned the rule of law. As you said, rightly so, Michael. Dianne Feinstein, the Democrats could care less about Dr. Ford. And we said this going into it, the way this got all exposed, the way this played out. It was terrible. It was abysmal what they did to Dr. Ford and, you know, what they did to Judge Kavanaugh as well. And, it looks like he will get in. It will be by the hair of his chinny chin chin. I think you agree with that, right?
Absolutely. God
well,
help us if he doesn't.
Amen. Amen to that. Michael Caputo, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you again. I look forward to talking again sometime.
You got it.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Within the hour, the Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. This follows yesterday's closely watched Senate hearing, during which time Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified that the Supreme Court nominee sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh fiercely denied the accusations. The search for a missing boy coming to a tragic end in North Carolina.
Our communities are broken. Our searchers, our investigators. This is not the end that we had hoped for.
That's the police chief in Gastonia, North Carolina, after a body believed to be that of 6-year-old Maddox Rich is found in a creek near the park where he disappeared while playing with his father last week. Maddox was nonverbal, autistic, and got lost after running ahead of his dad. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
And we're going to get into this right away because we've got so much ground to cover and so little time, as they say. Pastor John Hagee joins us, New York Times best-selling author. His just-released book, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Pastor Hagee, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's a pleasure to hear your voice again.
Well, always great to hear yours, Pastor Hagee, and we've got to talk about something very important. As you say, although we live in the information age, we're the most uninformed generation in history regarding God's plan for the future. When almost one-fourth of the Bible was prophetic at the time it was written, it certainly benefits us to study it. Everything I've written, this is you writing, in the past has led to this culmination of truth from the prophetic scriptures in Earth's Last Empire.
Yes, indeed. People would be amazed to know how absolutely accurate Bible prophecy happens to be. It is not guesswork. It is a sovereign plan of God that has very clearly been written in the Word of God. As you said, 25% of the Bible when written was prophetic in nature, and many of those prophecies have come true with such shocking accuracy that it can no longer be a matter of doubt as to whether Bible prophecy is accurate or not. It's a matter of whether you have the courage to embrace the truth that it presents.
Well, what other God, Pastor, has said beforehand things were going to happen? We know God says very clearly he knows the end from the beginning. He gives us prophecy for a specific reason. The word says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So shame on us for not knowing this, because the knowledge that God talks about there is attainable. It's not like we've got to go, you know, looking all over the place for it. It is there before our eyes, is it not?
It is indeed. And prophecy prophecy does not begin with Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Prophecy begins in the book of Genesis, where God clearly gives the profile of what's going to happen to the Jewish people, stating how long that they're going to be in Egypt's bondage, and that they're going to come out with substance, and they're going to go to a land that's going to be theirs. This is something that began, the prophecy begins in the book of Genesis and just escalates as it goes through to validate that God Almighty is in sovereign control of what's going on the earth. And I want to tell you, in a time of chaos in which we live right now, it's a comforting thing to know that there's an almighty, all-knowing God who is controlling the affairs of men.
Not surprised at all with what's going on in 21st century America or the world, is he?
It's not. It's not indeed. We live in a prophetic time whenever Jerusalem is the epicenter of Bible history. People lose the essence of why Jerusalem is such an incredible part of today and tomorrow. Jerusalem is where Abraham placed Isaac on the altar on the Temple Mount, which is in Jerusalem. Jerusalem was captured by King David 3,000 years ago from the Jebusites and became the capital of Israel. Jerusalem is where Jeremiah and Isaiah penned principles of righteousness that became the moral foundations of Western civilization. Jerusalem is where Jesus Christ, the founder of Christianity, was crucified for the sins of the world by the Roman government. Jerusalem is the shoreline of eternity. Jerusalem, from this moment forward, will be the epicenter of major events that control the destiny of the world. For decades, world leaders have been trying to bring peace in the Middle East between Israel and its neighbors. And in the near future, things are going to happen in Jerusalem that will control the future destiny of the world.
Well, Pastor John, I got to tell you, when I read in your book, you say the land of Israel is the center of the world. Jerusalem, the center of the land. The Holy Temple, the center of Jerusalem. The Holy of Holies, the center of the Holy Temple. The Holy Ark, the center of the Holy of Holies. The foundation stone from which the world was established is before the Holy Ark. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when you read that in his book, Earth's Last Empire, it will cause you to have a serious Salem moment. This is profound, because especially when you consider Jerusalem, of all places that God would place his name, why would he place it in Jerusalem?
He would place it in Jerusalem because that's the place where his son gave his life for the sins of the world. And that's the place that his son is going to return on the Mount of Olives and establish the final empire. The final empire is, in effect, going to be a theocracy under the authority of Jesus Christ, who will have a kingdom that shall never perish. It will be a kingdom of total peace where men will beat their swords into plowshares and study wars no more, where the prophet Isaiah said your child will be able to play in a nest of snakes. It's the, yes. He calls it cockatrice. And you will not have any concern for your child. It will be a dimension of peace our world has never known, and it's going to be a perfect peace, an eternal peace, and a kingdom that will never pass away.
And you've got to appreciate that the world, certainly controlled by Satan, understands this when you look at Jerusalem's history. Destroyed twice, besieged 23 times, attacked 52 times, captured, recaptured 44 times. What does the devil, what does the world know that maybe believers haven't apprehended yet, Pastor?
Well, the truth is that Israel and Jerusalem is God's timepiece. It's literally his clock. In the Old Testament, God establishes the fact of the year of Jubilee and he says he measures time in 50 years. 7 times 7 is 49. It begins at the 49th year and completes at the 50th year and is called the Jubilee. Whenever the Jewish people left Jerusalem because of the Romans in 70 AD under Titus, the clock stopped ticking. But when they came back under the Balfour Commitment in 1917, the clock started ticking again. Mm-hmm. So you add 1917 to 50, and that's 1967 when Jerusalem was reunited with the State of Israel. You add 1967 with 50, which is a jubilee, and it's 2017. We have seen a year of miracles in this past year as the president announced the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It didn't establish the fact, it just recognized to the geopolitical world that Jerusalem is that capital. Then the president moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in a very controversial decision. I was privileged to give the benediction at the dedication of the embassy at the request of Ambassador David Freeman. But 2017 was a jubilee year, and Israel has experienced something that is absolutely supernatural in this embassy being established at this point in history.
Again, reminding us of the sovereignty of God, the voice of John Hagee is who you're listening to. New York Times bestselling author, his book, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Pastors, we wrap things up. I wish we had more time. I always enjoy our time together. What is the big takeaway that you want for the readers to get from your book?
Bill, I want every reader to be absolutely informed concerning about what is happening on the earth and what's about to happen. I want them to be comforted by the fact that God Almighty is in absolute control of the future. We are moving toward a day of global conflict that's going to be followed by 1,000 years of peace. Keep your eye on the prize that God Almighty is in absolute control.
Well, the book available at all the usual places. It will be linked and featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Pastor John Hagee, thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
In theaters now, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Zamperini, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for silly girls like me.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 47-mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline. Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
He's a rescuer. He's a rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. How sweet the sound. Oh, how grace our hand. We will praise the Lord our rescuer.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, that address, email address is important because guess what? Hey, we're givers again. They sent me some DVDs, you know, the story of Won't You Be My Neighbor? Yes, we're talking about, you know, for over 30 years, Fred Rogers, an unassuming minister, puppeteer, writer, and producer, was beamed daily into homes across America in his beloved TV program, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. From Academy Award-winning filmmaker Morgan Neville, 20 feet from stardom, Won't You Be My Neighbor takes an intimate look at Fred Rogers, a creative genius who inspired generations of children with compassion and limitless imagination. There hadn't been anything like Mr. Rogers on TV before, and there hasn't been since, I think you will agree. We've got some DVDs to give away, so just send me an email. You just like always, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the hoppa, and we'll pull your name out of that. Make sure you include your address, okay, because it helps. I got to know where to send them. So Won't You Be My Neighbor? A little kindness makes a world of difference. And so good fun. So make sure you get that email to me. Hey, with us right now, she is back with us. Always great to be talking with Erin Smalley. Erin, of course, is with Focus on the Family. She's the program manager of Marriage Ministries at Focus. Erin, good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning, Bill.
Well, you're the, you know, according to Pew, moms are the go-to parent. Anytime I can get a couple of minutes with you, you know, I feel like, hey, you know, we got to set the kids aside and, of course, get Greg out of the way a little bit, too. So it's good to have you here. Greg, of course, is her husband, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why we're teasing just a bit. But tell us about
it. She likes to be teased.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, see, at least if you tease him, you get a response, you know he's still alive, right?
That's right, for sure.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about this Pew Research to say that moms spend more than 14 hours a week caring for the kids while dads spend closer to 8.
Yeah, you know, this is an interesting article, and Greg and I were just talking about it, saying why is it that, you know, schools and physicians and daycare centers often will reach out to the mom instead of the dad, even if the dad is listed as the primary contact, because the research is interesting that 57% of men say parenting is extremely important to their identity, which 58% of moms say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, Pew Research is saying that women spend more time physically caring for the kids. And so there's a cultural bias that's being exposed, that even when the husband or the dad is being listed as a primary contact, that they still reach out to the mom.
Is that just because of tradition? I hear Fiddler on the Roof in the back. The tradition.
I would say that's what Greg and I were just talking about.
Really? Okay.
Like, what is that?
Mm.
I do think there's a bias to it. They also looked at that there's, you know, things around like women have more time off of work if they have a baby, or they tend to have more grace at work as far as, oh, my child's sick, and men are a little bit more hesitant to take the time off work. So I think there's a lot of cultural influence here that mom is the go-to, but our culture is shifting. And that's
yes.
important to notice, that as daycare providers, as schools, as physicians, that it's important that we recognize that there are dads that are home full-time because mom's the primary breadwinner.
Exactly. And I'm glad you brought that up, because there is a transition, because I remember not that long ago working for a boss that, you know, thank goodness he's not a boss anymore, because he'd be in court every day, because he was the kind of guy, you know, when I said, oh, I've got to do something with the kids. We says, well, that's what you have a wife for.
Ooh,
you know, he was just straight up. I mean, there was no holds barred comments like that. I mean, he was a lawsuit, you know, getting ready to happen at every turn. And you know, this was, about 20 years ago. And, you know, so he came up with some, and he was adamant. I mean, because he came from a traditional deal. His dad was a lawyer, believe it or not. His mom was stay at home. And, this was the way he was raised. Everybody had a job to do. His job was to go out there and earn the bacon, and the mom's job was to run the household.
Yeah, and that's often what people are functioning out of.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the research is showing that men today are spending three times the amount of time on childcare than fathers did in 1965,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing, because, you know, how awesome to have two parents fully vested in our kids as we're raising them. So it's shifting, but I think we live out of what we either grew up with,
mm-hmm.
or culturally what the norms are, that dad is the breadwinner, mom is the runner of the house, maintainer of the home.
Aaron, I got to tell you, though, what I'm realizing with guys today is they appreciate that businesses are, you know, adjusting and transitioning and being more accommodating to dads, because, you know, dads, you know, we were relegated, at least in my time, we are relegated to maybe catching a video or a photo of, you know, a PTA event, or, you know, our child performing at school, and we couldn't get away because
yeah.
we just weren't allowed to. You know, as I said,
right.
I worked for, you know, that kind of boss at a point in time. It's
yeah.
like, and there ain't no way you're leaving here. And if you did leave, you kind of had to sneak out or whatever, which, you know, I always resented that. And so that when I was in a position of management, just be upfront with me. I want you to be blessed. I want it to be a blessing for you to have that personal time. And, you know, I trust that you will manage it accordingly. And it paid dividends, you know, with the teams that we had built over the years when I was in that position to be the manager to make that decision. But I think today the general consensus more and more is such that it is, you know, it's a little bit more balanced. But I think the culture is still yet to catch up on the idea that, you know, that mom and dad, especially, as you say, when dad is listed as the primary caretaker or the primary person to contact, is like, okay, but the default is, we call mom.
Yeah, I loved one of the ladies in the article said that the school would call and leave her a message, and so she would text the husband and say, keep calling him back.
Yes.
Just to continue to assert he is the primary contact during the day. Because there's moms who are out there working, you know, really high-stress jobs, and meeting after meeting, they can't get away.
Right.
So it is important. And I'm guessing, Bill, that you were such a blessing to those families, that you took a stand that, you know what, if you want to go as a man to a PTA meeting, awesome. Because
yes.
I have seen men step into the president role of a PTA and just rock it.
Yes.
So what a blessing it is to have a boss like that.
Well, you know, again, you learn by experience. I tell the kids all the time, you know, experience defines preference. And sometimes we learn by the antithetical example. And I got to tell you, you know, I mean, I was around, well, first of all, many of my formative years, I was raised by nuns in Catholic school, you know. So they were, you know, they were pretty well known nonsense, learned a lot of great things there. And, you know, when you have 60 some kids in a classroom, you know, you can't fuss and, you know, you can't fuss too much. Nuns they'll take you out. I mean, they will take you out.
Smack you with a ruler.
Exactly. So, yeah, I felt that one time I wanted to, we had a principal was coming around with a switch and I thought, let me try that, you know. I go, well, that was a dumb idea. But again, I'm saying, you know, experience defines preference, you know, so you learn along the way. So, but no, you learn in life and you're constantly learning and, you know, that's the beauty and fun of it all. But, like you, I'm encouraged and I think, you know, the future is bright. You know, for families as we're working through some of this stuff and that's where it makes sense is at the ground level. And this is the power of the family unit and why it's so important. And, you know, you gotta be careful, to protect that family unit in such a way so that it doesn't get, you know, so infected by the culture, because we know there's a lot of cultural influences out there to, you know, lead you off the path that, you know, that God clearly said to us that if you do right, will it not go well for you? So look for those right things, use those great building blocks that focus on the family, you know, has been teaching us and reminding us, you know, over the years. We're so grateful for Focus. You guys do just an incredible job.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's great to work for an organization that does take a stand for the family unit. And it does impact not just the family, but our culture at large. Mm-hmm. Because when we have strong families, we have strong cultures.
And the idea is that, you know, imagine, you know, if the strong families are linking up together, everybody is going to benefit from that. And, mm-hmm. and it strengthens our family. I just did an article, you know, because of Judge Kavanaugh and what was going mm-hmm. on. And my final takeaway with Judge Kavanaugh was that, you know, to hear about his background, his commitment to service in the community, his faith, you know, how he interacted with his family. You know, his testimony, his story is an encouragement to all of us. I mean, regardless of what, you know, when you think about what happened yesterday, it was pretty crazy, but the substance of his life's legacy, I think is quite an encouragement, you know, for many. There are so many lessons to learn from this whole process. Again, as I mentioned, some of the stuff is negative. You can learn from the negative. So we just have to be prepared. But I was encouraged to hear of his background and his commitment and his duty, how hard he worked in school and, you know, how friends were so important. You know, those good qualities, noble qualities the Bible talks about. So
that's a great encouragement.
Well, that's the opportunity. So how can people be in touch, Aaron, and find out more information about the study?
Yes, you can go to focusonthefamily.com, and this article can be found under marriage. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of encouragement under the marriage channel and lots of resources. If you're struggling within your marriage or within your family,
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
I'm David Hall.